You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. Once again, commentator Brian Onunoyne joins us here on a Thursday morning. Brian, as you may know, is no stranger to a good rant, but he also sees many glowing attributes in his adopted country, and he's here to share 10 things he loves about America.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, the Australians have an expression to describe the British which is not very flattering. They call them the whinging poms. I'm not quite sure about the poms bit, but the whinging is what ye would call whining. Obviously, it seems that when the English went to settle or holiday in Australia, they must have been complaining a lot. Sometimes, I feel like maybe I'm guilty of complaining a lot too. You always, of course, have to be careful as the outsider in the family. See, members of the family, they can criticize all they like, but once the outsider has a go at the family, people tend to get a bit tetchy. So anyway, just in case you thought I was being too critical of being here with you, here are 10 things I like about you, in no particular order. 1. Roadside mailboxes. Very simple, very clever, very efficient. 2. Free refills. Very handy, especially if you have teenagers and you're dining out. Oh, now, if only I could get free refills whenever I order the whiskey or the wine or the beer. Oh, my God, that'd be like being in heaven. 3. Mr. Brian or Miss Jan, this lovely compromise between formality and informality. This halfway house whereby the formality does not become too deferential or too stuffy. It's like the Goldilocks of formality. It's just right. The turn right on red. Trusting drivers to use their noggin. Huh? The assumption being that the driver knows when it's safe to proceed. We don't have that at home in Ireland, and I wish we did. 5. Jimmy Fallon. Great mimic. He sings, he dances, and everybody seems to think he's a nice guy. Huh? 6. Shiny, happy people everywhere. Some days, it just seems like about everybody I meet is in a great mood. Now, of course, that could mean that everybody I meet is heavily medicated. But what the heck? It's working. 7. The Reuben sandwich. Oh, my God. A good Reuben with Havarti cheese melted on top of it. The rye bread. Ooh, scrumdiddlyumptious. 8. The judge has to stand up in court as the jury enters. Everyone stands when the judge enters the chamber. But then, when the jury files in, everyone, including the judge, has to stand up and show respect for the men and women of the jury. Gestures matter. 9. Parking is outrageously cheap, and parking spaces are seemingly omnipresent. And not only that, it's ridiculously easy to park, since more often than not, you don't have to parallel park. 10. Irish whiskey is cheaper here than it is in Ireland. Yes, the Jameson Distillery is less than 20 miles from my mother's house, and yet a bottle of Jameson costs much more in Ireland than it does in America. God bless America. And if you could also bless the rest of the world while you're at it, God, that would be just grand. Thanks very much. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian Onunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.